think I'm into this. She lived in Puerto Rico when she was younger, and she was like, I was like, Puerto Rico, I know this. I was like, Mom, you've been like following the news.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 11, 2026. This is a special meeting of the Building Inspection Commission. I would like to remind everyone to please mute yourself if you're not speaking or turn off all electronic devices. The first item on the agenda is roll call. President Alexander Toot.
Here.
Vice President Ming.
Here.
Commissioner Calamucci.
Here.
Commissioner Lee.
Here.
Commissioner McLeese.
Here.
Commissioner Newman.
Here.
And Commissioner Williams.
Here.
And we have a quorum. Next is our land acknowledgement. Someone could read the land acknowledgement.
The Building Inspection Commission acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibility as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working in their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush Ohlone community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples.
Thank you. Next, for any members of the public that are listening in, the public comment call-in number is 415-655-0001. The access code is 2664-329-8112. And to raise your hand for public comment on a specific agenda item, press star 3 when prompted by the meeting moderator. And the WebEx webinar password is 0211. Okay. Our next agenda item is item 2, discussion and possible action on the proposed budget of the Department of Building Inspection for fiscal years 2026, 2027, and 2027-2028.
Good morning, Commissioners. Alex Koskinen and Deputy Director Administration.
Slides, please.
While the presentation is coming up, this is the second of two budget meetings. We would have loved to have done this at the regular BIC meeting. However, the rules dictate that the second meeting must be at least 14 days before the department's budget submission on the 21st of February. So first slide, the presentation I have today is very similar to the presentation in January. Not much has changed. The main item is we have some more certainty on the move of our MIS group, our technology group, to the planning department. So our goals remain the same: recover costs, facilitate merging DBI planning and permit center, and support the new permit system. Next slide. I'll move a bit faster than I did in January. So citywide instructions remain the same from the mayor's office. The mayor's office is looking to cut $400 million of general fund expenditure in both years. And there are no department-specific instructions. They are working closely with departments and will continue working into mayor phase. I don't think the plan is fully set what will be cut, so they are still looking for additional cuts. It seems less likely that DBI would be affected. There's only one general fund item in our budget, but I will let everybody know if we find out that there is a potential impact. Next slide. This is the budget schedule. We're now in the second budget meeting. The next significant thing will be the fee legislation coming before you and then the mayor's budget proposal coming out on May 1st. Next slide, please. This is the department's financial structure. It shows which departments within DBI generate revenue and which departments support the revenue generating departments and which, what pays for what in the department. So for example, plan review pays for technical services because technical services does not generate its own revenue. Next slide, please. So our financial history and forecasts, nothing has changed since January. Our position is improving. We're hoping to get to full cost recovery this next fiscal year, and our reserves are in a good place. Next slide. So changes, the only change from January is that we know which positions will be moving from DBI to planning this next fiscal year. Next slide, please. So our strategic plan, the main way that comes through in the budget is generating sufficient revenue. Although we will likely be making a significant update to the strategic plan to address the department merge, that will be a major strategic plan initiative. Next slide, please. So here is a higher level view than we shared in January. The detailed view is below at the bottom of the presentation, should you be interested. So this shows the revenue and expenditure growth from year to year. This shows our proposed policy additions, so some non-labor stuff for technical reference books and cubicles and office supplies, that type of thing. And then at the bottom, that big negative in labor is the positions moving from DBI to planning. Next slide, please. So here are the position changes. This is a summary, same thing that was presented in January, except for the middle line, that $6 million, that is the 24 FTE moving from DBI to the planning department. However, there is not an expenditure overall change because instead of DBI paying for salaries directly, we are now work ordering with planning to pay them to pay the salaries. So overall expenditures in DBI remain the same. Next slide, please. So here are the FTE. You can see the reduction from 25-26 to 26-27. This is a net of all of the few new positions that we're requesting in the budget and all of the positions moving from DBI to planning. Next slide, please. So our fees, we showed the detailed fees at the January meeting. They have changed slightly since then, but I don't think we're not showing them again today because they will change again before you see them next. When we draft the legislation to update the building code, and fees will be final then, and we will show you the full final detailed line item fees at that time. Next slide, please. So here is a summary table of all the fee schedules and the last year's revenue, proposed next year's revenue, the change, the range of fee increases, and the overall average fee increase for this next year is only 2.7% as of today, so very modest, and that is due to the stronger demand in the past 2 years. We were very conservative, and actual demand has been strong, so we don't need to raise fees as much to hit cost recovery. We only need to generate an additional approximately $4 million, so we're in a good position. Next slide, please. Our reserves, no change here because there were no net changes to expenditure. So we have about $24 million. This will likely be higher as we are projecting a significant surplus in current year, fiscal year 26, so all good news. The other thing to point out is that we are at full cost recovery, but we are still using fund balance, so that $0.3 million is a technology expert one position that we are hiring, a temporary position for the transition to the new permitting system, OpenGov. We're not raising fees to pay for that. It's a temporary position. We're using fund balance to pay for that. Next slide, please. And the grant programs, here's a summary of the current grants, but these are, the current grant cycle is ending at the end of this fiscal year, June 30th. On Monday, we just issued a RFP, request for proposal. So all agencies will have until mid-March to submit proposals to us for the next cycle of grants. So this is for code enforcement outreach program, SRO program, SRO family program. We issued three separate RFPs. So we've notified all of the organizations. We're looking to do additional outreach to reach any other organizations who may be out there interested in applying. And that process is underway now. Next slide, please. So for today, we request that the BIC moves to recommend approval of the department's budget submission to the mayor's office and Board of Supervisors. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a public comment on this agenda item two?
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Kathy Vaughn, and I am a resident of the Tenderloin. I am also a peer counselor at Central City Collaborative. I wanted to thank you for continuing to budget our department so that we can continue to serve the residents living in SROs in the Tenderloin. I am here to ask that in going forward that you could please keep us informed of any changes to the budget. The work that we do is so important. We deal with a lot of tenants who suffer from a lot of different issues and just having somewhere to go and talk with someone is monumental for them. Without our services, they would have no place to go. So if you could please just keep us informed, aware of any changes to the budget, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. Excuse me. My name is Pratibha Teke, and I'm Director of Community Organizing at Central City SRO Collaborative. I attend on a housing clinic. I also oversee COP program in Tenderloin and Soma for people who are new in the commission. I want to take this opportunity to express a sincere thanks to the department and the commission for budget advocacy for the last year. And it was tight, but we were able to get through it, come up with solutions that helped us. We urge the department and the commission to let us know, as Kathy said before, if you hear of anything from the mayor's office about budget cuts, because we know we can, if we work together, we can make creative solutions. We don't want to go through that again, so we hope that we can work together again if that is the case. Hopefully not, but hopefully. The last thing I would like to mention is we all have heard the merger through newspaper articles. And I know that I would like to request the commission to request a public hearing from the mayor's office to basically hear about how this merger is going to be. For us, as folks who work in the community, we are very, very concerned about housing inspection because we are connected to them directly, how housing inspection will be housed, how the departmental budget, which is an enterprise department, we are not sure how this is going to be impacted. And we wanted to hear from the mayor's office or from whoever is making these decisions. I know it's long, further down with the charter amendments and ballot measure and all that. We are very well educated around how it works. We would like to hear, and we would like to be participating in these decision making because we are a very important stakeholder because stability of housing is very key in San Francisco. Thank you very much.
尊敬的 華埠散房，廚房、廁所都是同人哋共用的。我有個15歲的女，依家正成長學習同埋尋找自我的年齡，但係由於散房太窄啦，空氣唔流通，佢幾乎冇自己學習的地方同埋安靜的學習環境，都冇一個冷靜的地方。作為父母，喺我眼入邊，我都無能為力，我非常自責。我首先多謝各位委員，感謝你哋一直以嚟為社區預算所作的努力，都感謝呢一次DBI 冇減散房團結會的預算，咁讓我哋覺得我哋好似我哋咁樣嘅家庭會同埋細路仔都會重視同埋俾人哋記住，所以我請求如果將來樓宇檢查局對社區預算有任何削減同埋調整，請求聯繫同埋告知我哋社區成員。好多好似我哋咁樣唔識英文嘅家庭，真係好驚喺唔知咩嘅情況下，生活變得更加困難。所以我希望冇削減任何預算，因為呢啲可以支持同埋關係到我哋細路仔嘅心理健康，同埋所有家庭嘅正常呼吸。多謝你哋為社區做嘅一切。
Hello, I'll be translating for her. Dear DBI commissioners, and hello everyone. My name is Ailan Che. I am a mother and a part of an immigrant family. There are three of us that live in an SRO unit in Chinatown, sharing kitchen, toilet, and shower with others. Our daughter is 15 years old and is an age of learning, growing, and finding herself. But in such a cramped, poorly ventilated space, she hardly has a space of her own. She has no quiet place to study and no space to be by herself. As parents, watching this makes us feel helpless and guilty. First, I would like to thank all the commission members. Thank you for your long-term efforts on advocating for a community budget, and thank you, DBI, for not cutting the budget for our SRO collaborative this time. This makes families like us feel remembered and also valued. I also want to ask if the Department of Building Inspection ever plans to make or reduce every plans to reduce or adjust the community budget, please proactively reach out to the community and inform our members. Many families like us do not speak English and live in fear that our lives will suddenly become harder without knowing why. We sincerely hope there will be no budget cuts, because this support affects not only our children's mental health, but also whether a family can keep breathing normally. Thank you for everything that you have done for the community.
DBI 委員大家好，我是散房家庭團結會的麥愛清，我是一名單親媽媽，我和個仔住在散房入邊，我一個人照顧個仔，生活壓力真的很大。每日我最擔心的不是我自己，而是我個仔。我既要出去工作，又要照顧佢。如果我病了要請假，冇人幫忙的時候，真係可以自己硬撐。有時候回到那個房咧，覺得好細，覺得好攰。但我覺得自己不可以倒下，因為孩子需要我，所以呢，今日我想真心咁感謝各位委員，感謝你哋一直為社區預算作出嘅努力，亦感謝呢一次 DBI 沒有削減散房團結會嘅預算。對於我嚟講，呢份唔係一份文件嘅決定，而係俾我哋繼續支持落去嘅希望。所以呢度懇請 DBI， 如果樓宇檢查局將來對於預算有任何削減嘅調整，請一定主動聯繫並告知社區個成員。我真係好驚呢次預算個削減，因為少一份支持，我哋做多一份壓力，多一份無助，亦直接影響到孩子嘅生活同埋安全。好多謝你哋願意聽一個單親媽媽嘅聲音。多謝企喺我哋社區呢一邊。Thank you for watching.
Dear DBI commissioners and hello everyone. My name is Ai Ching Mai from SRO Families United Collaborative. I'm a single mother living in an SRO with my son. Taking care of my child alone brings tremendous pressure. Every day, my biggest worry is not about myself, but about my child. I need to go out to work, but I also have to take care of him. When he is sick, I have to take leave, and there's no one to help. I have to push through on my own. Sometimes when I come back to the tiny room, I feel very exhausted. But I cannot collapse because the child only has me. So today, I first want to sincerely thank all the commission members. Thank you for your continuous efforts on advocating for the community budget. And thank you, DBI, for not cutting the ESSRO collaborative this time. To me, this is not just a decision written on paper. It is hope that allows me to keep going. I would like to sincerely request if the Department of Building Inspection plans to have any future reductions or adjustments to the community budget, please proactively reach out and inform the community members. We're truly afraid of budget cut because every bit less of support means pressure and more hopelessness. It directly affects our children's lives and safety. Thank you for listening to the voice of a single mother, and thank you for standing on the side of community. Thank you.
There's no additional public comment, and there is no public comment remotely. Commissioners, are there any questions? Comments?
Questions or comments from the commissioners?
My question is, so the FTEs for the IT are moving to planning and becoming a reimbursable. I would imagine some of the thought behind such a change is to save some money associated with those support services, which is probably the logic I would imagine behind the merger overall, is that costs for those support services can be shared. Do we see potential cost savings on those FTEs in the out years, since we're doing a two-year budget cycle, right? In year one, I understand the reimbursable is going to hold the same as what the cost of the FTEs are, but in year two, do we project any savings from that?
Year two, I think, is too up in the air.
Okay.
If the ballot measure passes, then I think DBI planning go away entirely, and then there's a brand new three-letter department, and
okay,
what does that look like? I think it's too soon.
Okay, too speculative, but...
Yeah, there is some savings. For example, the permit center, which is a piece of city administrator, will also be merging. And the city administrator was providing admin support, so HR, IT, help desk, all of that. That is going away, and combined DBI and planning staff are going to be supporting them. So there is some efficiency now, but everything is so complicated, it might actually take more work in the short term, but long term, yes, I think the merge and this first piece of it, the goal is increased efficiency.
Okay, so we're holding the line for the overall 2-year budget.
Yes, so year two, we know that will be revisited and potentially radically changed.
Questions? Commissioner McLeese?
I have a question to understand. Obviously, we heard from the community about the importance of the SROs and the support there. I understand there is an RFP out. My basic understanding is that they provide housing inspection services that then DBI does not have to immediately provide. So what is the, if that's a cost savings to DBI, I'm wondering what is the rationale behind having general funds providing that? Can you help me just understand kind of the fiscal, the RFP I would see as like a vendor providing a service that then DBI doesn't provide in-house, or can you give me some clarity there?
Sure. So the services provided by the vendor are not services provided by DBI. I think they offer neighborhood-specific, language-specific competencies and that the department does not have. They're not doing housing inspections. They're not doing the work of housing inspectors. And the funding, CEOP is funded by DBI fees, so apartment fee, apartment license fee, hotel license fee, those are special property tax assessments. The SRO programs are funded by a general fund because that is more of a general overall city benefit initiative. The question would be if it was funded by DBI, which fees would fund it? Would it be appropriate for a re-roofing fee, part of that to be increased so that a portion of that funds programs that target SROs? So the decision was made that it is a general global benefit to the city, and therefore general fund should fund those programs.
Any questions?
Thank you. I wanted to just check on the background of this, since I'm very junior on this commission, is how did the SRO collaborative funding ever came out of the DBI budget to the general fund? And then if it's possible to reverse that in the upcoming budget cycle.
So it came out a few years ago. It moved to the general fund. There were discussions with the department and with the mayor's budget office, with the controller's office, and with city attorney. And it was believed that the most appropriate funding source would be general fund at that time. The city attorney has previously produced a memo that I think would be helpful for you to read, outlining some of the background of this issue.
Sorry. No, you're fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Is there any way that this can be reversed at this time, or would this have to be a longer discussion with the city attorney's office?
I think it would likely be a discussion with the city attorney's office, mayor's office, controller, board of supervisors, all of the city stakeholders. Yes.
So my recollection is that the reason that some of this is paid out of the fees and some out of the general fund is that was a political compromise that was reached last year, when there was a series of years where the mayor's office had tried to relieve some of the stress on DBI's budget when there was a surplus at the city level, but a deficit in DBI because of our fee structure coming out of the pandemic and kind of the crash of, you know, commercial real estate and for building, that was supposed to be a release valve. And I think we can, you know, but then there was a compromise last year. So in terms of is this, you know, the history is that these programs were funded through the fees, and then lots of things were funded through fees before, and there was kind of a reassessment about that. So I don't know that the question, I just want to, you know, for everybody, for the good of the commission, is I don't think the door is ever closed on anything, but it would take, you know, it's a political question, but it's also a legal question. And so I think for this year, since we have to get to the budget and we have to recommend a budget. So what I would say is, in previous years, the commission has always written a letter to the Board of Supervisors saying that if there was to be any changes to the general fund portion, that we would want to see that it made up with fees, and giving the board options to then increase fees to cover the full costs. And that's what we had done in, I think, the last 2 years, if my memory serves me, which is not a very reliable source sometimes. So I think the commission has taken the position where we have always written a letter to the board accompanying the budget that we recommend, saying that if you're going to make any cuts, the way we would could make this up is through fee increases. And so that's what we've always put before the Board of Supervisors. I do need to do my disclosure that we are talking about a funding line, not particular organizations, but from my own disclosure, I have to say that I was previously employed by one of the nonprofits that currently and at that time receives money from DBI. But we're not talking about that. I would just actually, through the director, if we could talk about just like the silent period and the RFP process on the 18th, just a few moments of it, just, you know, as a reminder of kind of like our rules and obligations as commissioners during this period. I would just appreciate that because so we're all kind of on the ethics. We're all good on the ethics portion of it. I did have a question about the budget and actually kind of going in a different direction on the MOU with planning. Should the charter amendment not pass, is it possible that my understanding of how MOUs work between the city is that there's also a markup for management on the other side. Is it possible that this line item actually increases with our obligation to both staff DBI with IT and MIS services, as well as pay planning to now manage that for us because we used to manage it internally?
It's very difficult to speculate for the future, but right now the work order that we've set is only for actual costs, no overhead,
costs,
no anything.
No
else.
Overhead and management, okay. I have a motion I'd like to make, but I see Commissioner Williams. I'd like to defer to you.
How polite. So I guess two things to raise. So first, for Commissioner McLeese, your question about the tenant outreach grant programs and the CBOs, it was stated that they don't perform the same work as the housing inspectors, though I think there is a lot of overlap there where, you know, one of the benefits, arguable benefits of the CBO programs is they will address issues before they raise to the level of needing a housing inspector involved. So where there's an argument for it being a tool for cost reduction, it's less expensive for these CBO programs to be negating any issues that would rise to the level of requiring the department to send an inspector out. So I don't know if that's helpful or not. But and then a much less interesting question for you, Alex. So the OpenGov temporary position that's being funded through the reserve fundings, is it so that's not a fee that can be passed on? Is that because it's a temporary position or what? Yeah, I guess that's just a...
It could be passed on, but because it's a temporary thing, we felt it best to use reserve, which we have. In the past few years, we've gotten surplus beyond our projections. So we felt it would be best, and best for us, easiest to manage, and for our fee payers to not have fees go up 2 years and then back down.
Thank you.
Just a point of clarity, you know, each of the services that we provide are directly related to a fee that we charge, and so decisions to change like how something is paid for often means that we then also have to change how we're making our assessments regarding the fee structure. And so I just want to make that point clear, if that wasn't clear to like everyone in the group, and maybe I'm stating the obvious, but
that's right. Thank you. Okay, so the other issue that I realize is a commission issue is the request that we've made several years to change Sonia's position to the 09 series to be in line with other commissions. And so I would like to without making a motion, I would like to express intent and see if there's discussion of it. Otherwise, I would make it to a motion. So my intent would be to recommend this budget as is to the Board of Supervisors with perhaps with Vice President Meng, and I could co-write a letter since this is what we do now, that to mention three things. One is that remind the Board of Supervisors that this budget is contingent on passing the fee legislation and kind of creating that nexus of the importance of the fee legislation and funding this budget and kind of that history there. In doing the same thing we've done historically and mentioning that like the community grant program that is now partially funded through the general fund. If there were to be like cuts or movement on that, we can flex it, you know, that we would support like we did in years past to bring that into the budget and, you know, to cover that by fees. And the third would be to request the position, Sonia's position, be in line with other commission secretaries in the 09 series, which is the management series, which is, she is already a manager. she already manages staff. It's just, I think, a recognition of, you know, kind of what's norm across the board, but that that would be an all stated in an accompanying memo and not augment the department's budget. So that's my intent. Are there any other questions or kind of thinking before I make a motion or anyone else makes a motion? I would like to move that then. That we've,
I have a question with regard to the SRO program going mm-hmm. through fee structure. Does it make more sense to discuss the possibility of, rather than visiting that, to talk about it being maybe covered through reserve balance?
I'm happy to put that as a third option.
Okay.
I'm happy to add that as a as an option so that we have time, you know, if there's a time question about, you know, kind of getting everything over the finish line. Right,
because I worry about
having
downstream impacts.
Sure. Yeah, I think that those are. I'm happy to add that as a option. Yes. Okay. I will say those.
Yes.
Okay. So, and also, I just want to say really thank you to the community for coming out. It's always good to have you here. It's you really. It's good to have the constant reminders and just to have you present. And I just want to recognize the parents who I have my kids. A couple of us have our kids playing together out back outside in the back. So you know that. Kids are also here today and not at school. I'd like to make a motion to recommend the budget and that Commissioner Meng and I would draft an accompanying memo from the commission that would kind of generally motivate the budget as well as tie it to the upcoming fee legislation. Motivate the community grants line along with a comment saying that if, you know, there were any changes to the general fund, we would also support funding this through the fee. Instead of taking a reduction, we would support funding this through increase in fees or through the reserves. And then also motivating the change in the commission secretary position to an 09 position.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
So there's a motion by President Alexander Toot and a second by Commissioner Williams. And I'll do the roll call vote on the motion. President Alexander Toot?
Yes.
Vice President Meng?
Yes.
Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McLeese?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
And sorry, Alex, could you tell us when our letter would be due to you so we can all go over it together?
Yes, I'd be very happy and interested in helping with that letter.
Okay.
Sonia, I think the date would be more in your area.
I mean, I can help coordinate it with you, but I think they're asking about because of the deadline for the submission you were saying is
budget submission day. Is on the 21st, so I assume this should be done before then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that sounds good. Okay, great. Yeah, so thank you in advance to the department for working with us.
Also, thank you, Alex, for all your hard work on this.
Yeah, really excellent work to the department. Thank you.
Thanks. So next is adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
To adjourn.
Second.
All commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The commission is now adjourned. It is 10:17 a.m. Thank you.
That was not painful.